I want to start today with a very specific moment, a moment of just pure, unadulterated torture that I think every single person listening has felt. You've just hit send on a proposal. Maybe it's this massive project, or maybe it's just a new client you really, really want.
Wait.
You've crunched the numbers, you've agonized over the PDF, and the price, well, the price is fair, but it's real money.
And then the silence.
The silence. Oh, it is deafening. You stare at the screen. You refresh your inbox. You even check your spam folder just in case their enthusiastic yes got lost somewhere.
Been there.
1 hour passes. Then a day.
Okay, 2 days.
Then 2 days. And that is when the brainworms start.
The panic spiral.
Exactly. You start thinking, I'm an idiot. I aimed way too high. They're laughing at me right now on a Slack channel. And then comes that really dangerous little whisper.
Oh, I know this whisper.
Just send a follow-up. Tell them you can knock 20% off. Just get the booking.
That impulse is so human, you know? We crave the security of getting that yes. But acting on that impulse, just slashing your rates to stop the silence, that's the fastest way to land yourself in what we call the clearance bin.
The clearance bin.
Hmm.
I feel like I've lived there a few times in my career. It smells like desperation and ramen noodles.
It really does. And the problem is, once you put your services in that clearance bin, once you signal that you are the discount option, it is incredibly difficult to climb back out.
Right.
You start attracting clients who are only shopping for price, not for value.
Okay, so today we are digging into a solution for this exact anxiety. We're doing a deep dive into a guide called Incentives That Spark Action. And the mission here is to figure out how to bridge that gap, you know? Uh-huh. How to get the client to sign the contract without lowering your fee.
Right. The core idea here is becoming irresistible, not cheap. But let me play devil's advocate for a second. The source material draws this really hard line between a discount and an incentive. But aren't we just splitting hairs? I mean, if I give a discount, they pay less. If I give an incentive, they get more. Either way, I'm giving something up to close the deal. Isn't it effectively the same thing?
On a spreadsheet, maybe. But psychologically, they are polar opposites. I mean, just think about the signal you're sending.
Okay.
When you offer an unprompted discount, you know, that, hey, I haven't heard from you, so I can take $500 off email, you are essentially apologizing for your price.
You're admitting the first price was fake.
Precisely. You were telling them, my work isn't actually worth what I ask for. I was just, you know, seeing if I could get away with it. It signals you're struggling to get work. It's a markdown.
Okay, that hurts to hear, but it's true. So how is an incentive different?
An incentive says something completely different. It says, this is my price, and it is absolutely worth it. My calendar is filling up. However.
The however. However, if you act now, or if you book in this specific way, I can unlock a bonus for you.
I see. So a discount is about, please, please hire me, and an incentive is about, here's an opportunity for you.
One creates momentum, the other completely destroys value. When you incentivize, the client feels like they're winning. They feel smart. When you discount, they just feel like they're about to get ripped off.
So the goal is to create urgency, but without that gross, sweaty, used car salesman pressure.
Correct. We want to nudge them out of inertia, not beg for a favor.
Okay, I am sold on a philosophy, but I need tactics. The source breaks this down into 5 specific strategies, like a toolkit. I want to go through these, but I also want to challenge them a bit because some of these sound great on paper, but I wonder how they work in the wild.
Let's test them. Let's do it.
All right. Strategy number 1, the new client bonus. The source calls this one the easy yes.
And it is. This is your low-hanging fruit. The whole concept is to offer something that has a really high perceived value to the client, but costs you almost nothing in terms of time or money.
The example they give is for a photographer offering 2 bonus WebRes versions of your favorite image, optimized and ready to use. Which, sure, if you're a photographer, that's just a file export. But what if I'm a consultant? Or a copywriter? Does this still work?
Oh, absolutely. If you're a consultant, maybe the bonus is a recording and a nicely formatted transcript of your strategy call. If you're a writer, maybe it's 3 alternative subject lines for the email campaign you just wrote for them.
Okay, but does that actually tip the scale? It seems so small. If I'm paying you $5,000 for a project, do I really care about 3 subject lines?
You would be surprised. It's not about the dollar value, it's about the friction. Clients are busy, they're overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
When you say, I will also handle this little annoying technical thing for you, you aren't just giving them a file, you're giving them back time.
You're saving them a headache.
Exactly. It frames the entire relationship from day 1 as, I am proactive. I solve problems before you would ask me to. Well, it's a huge trust builder.
Is there a risk, though? I feel like if I start throwing in freebies, I'm just inviting scope creep.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you did that for free. Can you also just quickly rewrite this landing page?
That is a very real risk. The key, and this is critical, is to define the bonus strictly. It's not, I'll do whatever extra stuff you want. It is, you get this specific thing as a welcome gift.
Ah.
Boundaries make the bonus valuable. If you're loose with it, it just looks like you have no boundaries.
Got it. Specificity is safety. Okay, let's move to strategy number two. This one is called the limited time concept. And honestly, this one feels the most like a magic trick to me.
It's all about manufacturing serendipity.
So the pitch is something like, I'm doing a special series on this topic. I'm only taking on 3 clients for this specific project. The example in the text was a photographer doing a sustainable skincare series.
Right. And this works because it shifts the dynamic entirely. Usually, a freelancer is a generalist saying, I can do anything for anyone. Please, please hire me.
I am a pair of hands for rent.
Exactly. But with this strategy, you're not a pair of hands. You are the curator. You're saying, I am building a body of work around this specific niche, and I think you might be a good fit for it.
It flips the script. Instead of me auditioning for them, they're kind of auditioning for me. Am I cool enough to be one of the 3 brands?
And it creates legitimate scarcity. But here's why it works for the panicked freelancer. It gives you a reason to reach out that isn't just, hey, do you have any work for me?
Oh, that is huge. It's an icebreaker.
It's an invitation. Think about a copywriter. Instead of just cold pitching, they could say, I'm doing a Q4 email sprint specifically for B2B SaaS companies. I have 2 slots left for a 5 email sequence audit.
That sounds so much more professional.
Mm-hmm.
It implies you have a process, that you're in demand.
And it targets the right kind of client. You aren't catching everyone in a wide net. You're catching the people who need exactly that thing right now. It creates alignment.
Okay, so that helps with attraction. But let's talk about the closer. Strategy number 3, the early booking perk. This addresses the client who says, we love it, let's do it, and then ghost town.
The ditherers. They aren't saying no, but they're stuck in administrative sludge.
Right. So the strategy is book before this date, and I'll include this bonus at no additional cost.
This creates what's called a cost of inaction.
Explain that.
Normally, if a client waits a week to sign a contract, it costs them nothing. In fact, it kind of feels safer to wait, right? But if you introduce an early booking perk, waiting now has a price. They lose the bonus if they wait.
But does this come off as pushy? Sign by Friday or else it feels a little aggressive.
It depends entirely on how you frame it. If you say, my prices go up on Friday, that's a threat. But if you say, I'd love to get this on the calendar so we can start prep, if we can get the paperwork sorted by Friday, I'll throw in a styled flat lay image as a thank you, that's a gift.
You're rewarding the behavior you want.
Exactly. You're giving their internal champion, the person who wants to hire you, ammunition to go to their boss and say, hey, we need to sign this today so we get the free thing. You're helping them help you.
I like that. It fights inertia. Okay, now strategy number 4 is my personal favorite because I think it solves a deep insecurity a lot of us have, the fear of just being a technician. It's the creative development session.
This is a power move, especially for anyone who wants to charge premium rates.
So the offer is, with every new project booked this quarter, I'm offering a free 30-minute concept session to help develop the visual story or the strategy.
Why does this one resonate with you so much?
Because so often clients come to us with a half-baked idea. They say, I need a website or I need a logo. And if you just say, okay, and go make the logo, they hate it because the strategy wasn't there in the first place.
Precisely. By offering this session as a bonus, you're doing 2 things. First, you're positioning yourself as a strategic partner, not just a button pusher. You are selling your brain.
I'm a thinker, not just a doer.
And second, you're saving the project from disaster before it even starts. That 30 minutes lets you extract what they actually need, clarify expectations, and set the whole thing on the right trajectory.
So it's framed as a bonus for them, but really it's insurance for me.
It is selfishly very smart, and it makes the client feel incredibly taken care of. They feel heard. And clients who feel heard rarely haggle over the price.
Okay, strategy number 5, bundled deliverables. This one feels like the Costco model. Buy in bulk and get more value.
It's all about increasing volume and creating stability for yourself.
The example is, book 2 shoot days in 1 month and I'll deliver an extra set of cropped images for social.
Think about the freelancer's life. What is the single biggest stressor?
Not knowing where next month's rent is coming from.
Uncertainty. This strategy directly attacks that uncertainty.
Yeah.
If you can get a client to commit to a larger volume of work, 2 days instead of one, a three-month retainer instead of a one-off project, you gain so much peace of mind.
And for the client, why would they do it?
It's commitment bias. Once they've already decided to work with you, it's actually easier for them to dump a bigger bucket of work on you than to go out and find three different people. You're just rewarding them for consolidating their spend with you.
So if I'm a writer, I could say something like, if you book a package of four blog posts instead of just one, I'll include all the social media captions for them.
Perfect. You get a bigger contract. They get a complete package that's ready to post. Everybody wins.
Okay, so we have the toolbox. New client bonus, limited time concept, early booking perk, creative session, and bundled deliverables. But having the tool is one thing. Using it without cutting your fingers off is another. We need to talk about how to say this stuff.
Positioning is absolutely everything. You can have the best incentive in the world, but if you deliver it with shaky, nervous energy, it's just going to smell like a desperate discount.
The source material has this one phrase that I love. If it's helpful.
It's a magic phrase.
I'm running a new client promo. No rush. Just want to let you know if it's helpful.
See what that does. It signals detachment. It says, I am fine whether you take this or not. I am doing this to be of service, not because I desperately need to make rent this month.
But that's so hard to fake. If I do need to make rent, how do I channel that detached energy?
You have to role play it. You have to remember that desperation is the ultimate deal killer. It is a paradox. But the less you seem to need the work, the more they want to hire you.
It's like dating. If you text back instantly every single time, you look too available.
Exactly. Professional boundaries are attractive. And that brings us to the scarcity rule. The source is very, very strict about this.
Honest scarcity.
If you say the offer ends Friday, it must end Friday. If you say there are only three spots available, there must only be three spots.
But wait, let's be real for a second. If a client emails me on Saturday morning and says, so sorry I missed the deadline, here's my money, am I really supposed to say no? That feels insane.
It feels insane in the short term. I get that. But think about the long term. If you just say, oh, no worries, I'll squeeze you in, you have just taught that client that your deadlines are fake.
Oh, and if my deadlines are fake,
then your scope is probably fake. Your pricing is negotiable. Your boundaries are soft. You train people how to treat you. If you hold the line and say, I'm so sorry that promo ended on Friday, I can book you at the standard rate, you earn their respect.
That is terrifying. But I get it. It creates structure.
And structure creates trust.
Okay, speaking of terrifying moments, we have to talk about the line item rule. I want to spend some real time here because this feels like the nuclear option for negotiation.
This is probably the most important tactical advice in the whole deep dive.
So set the scene. I've sent the proposal. It's for $5,000. The client comes back and says, we love you. We want to work with you, but we simply don't have the budget. We only have $4,000. Take it or leave it.
The instinct, the gut reaction is to just say, okay, I'll do it for $4,000.
Because I don't want to lose the job. And $4,000 is better than zero.
But the source says, never, ever do that.
Why?
Because if you agree to do the exact same amount of work for 20% less, you have just admitted that you were overcharging them in the first place. You've admitted your price is arbitrary.
So what do? I can't magically make them have more money.
You use the line item approach. You say, I completely understand that budget cap. We can definitely get to that $4,000 number. To do that, we just need to adjust the scope slightly so it matches the budget.
Adjust the scope?
Yes. You pull up the proposal and you look at the line items. Yeah. And you say, okay, so if we remove the expedited 48-hour delivery and we take out the second round of revisions, that brings us exactly to $4,000.
Oh, that is powerful.
You're maintaining the equation, value equals price. If the price goes down, the value delivered must also go down.
It protects your rate integrity. Yeah. You're effectively saying, my time costs this much. You can buy less of my time, but you can't buy my time at a discount.
Correct. And here's the fascinating thing that happens when you do this. A lot of the time, the client will look at what they're losing. Wait, I need that second round of revisions. And they will suddenly find the extra $1,000.
They find the money because they don't want to lose the value.
Or they agree to the smaller scope. And you do $4,000 worth of work for $4,000. You don't end up resenting the project because you aren't working for free.
That feels like such a grown-up way to handle it. No emotion, just math.
It turns a conflict into a collaboration. You are solving the budget problem together.
Now, before we wrap up, there was one little nugget in the source about referrals that I didn't want to skip over. Because Usually, we think of these incentives for new clients.
But your best source of new clients is your old clients.
Right. Incentivizing warm leads. The idea is to tell your current network, if you refer a client who books with me, I'll gift you this bonus.
And again, this shouldn't be a kickback in cash that can get messy and weird. Keep it value-based. I'll do a free audit of your site, or I'll edit your next podcast episode for free.
It turns your past clients into your own personal sales team.
And people love being the hero who made a good referral. If they get a reward for it, even better.
Just don't offer them exposure.
Please. The source is very clear on the don't list. Mm-hmm. No limited portfolio rates. No, this is a great opportunity for your book.
If a client offers you exposure instead of money, you run.
You run fast. Incentives are tools for professionals to close real deals. Exposure is a trap for amateurs who are afraid to ask for real money.
So let's bring this all home. We've covered the five strategies. We've covered the if it's helpful phrasing. We've covered the line item rule. But I think there's a deeper emotional shift that needs to happen here.
It comes all the way back to the silence.
Yeah, the silence after the proposal. The fear.
The reason we jump to a discount is because we think the price is the problem. We think, if I was just cheaper, they would say yes.
But the source argues that's rarely true.
Clients pay premium rates every single day. They pay for things they value. If they aren't booking you, it's not because the number is too big. It's because the perceived value in their head doesn't match the number on the page.
And dropping the price doesn't fix that value gap.
No. A discount just admits the gap exists. An incentive bridges the gap. It piles more value onto the scale until the client looks at it and says, okay, this is a no-brainer.
It changes the story from I'm cheap to I'm worth it and look at all this extra stuff you get.
Exactly. You protect your reputation, you protect your bank account, and you close the deal.
So here's our challenge to you listening today. The next time you are staring at that silent inbox and you feel that urge, that physical urge to send a just checking in, I can do it for less email, just stop.
Take a breath, look at the toolbox we talked about, and ask yourself one question. Are you trying to lower the barrier, or are you just afraid to assert your value?
Because if it's fear, a discount won't fix it.
Right.
But a smart incentive might just make you irresistible. Thanks for diving in with us today.
Until next time.
See you in the next deep dive.